This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Summer is officially here now, and along with it, something known as the summer slide. Kids can lose many months' worth of skills they learned during the school year, especially low-income kids. But more districts are cutting back on summer learning programs. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports from the Education Desk at WYPR.
2 years ago, the city of Pittsburgh used federal stimulus money to transform its summer school into a free camp, serving more than 5,000 kids. Eddie Wilson directs the city's Summer Dreamers Academy.
We offer activities like fencing, kayaking, jewelry making.
There's reading and math, too. But the stimulus money ran out last year. And this summer, Wilson says,
we've had to turn away close to 2,000 kids. And it's heartbreaking to do that. We really want to be able to serve every child in the district.
A recent national survey of school administrators found that more than 20% eliminated summer schools this year. Gary Huggins is CEO of the National Summer Learning Association.
A lot of districts look at summer learning as an extra, something that is among the first things to be cut when budgets are tight.
Huggins says learning losses add up and widen the achievement gap between low-income students and wealthier kids. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.